Yeah, that's good.
Notice we have a huge towel hanging, or it's a blanket.
Yes, I see that.
It's a dampening, a sound dampening.
It's official. You know, this is a proper podcasting room, so.
It's very fancy.
I feel like it's dampened in here.
Well, between the new rug.
Yeah, we put a new rug down. Do you recognize it? It's very fancy.
That's what you get for leaving shit in our basement.
We're like, oh, here's a rug. We'll just use this.
You know, I thought about hanging the large rug up on the wall there and
just really kind of rugging it in, huh?
Yeah. Rugging it in, putting it on the ceiling.
Rug it in, rug it in.
Bam, bam. Yes. Bam, bam, bam. Have we started? Have we begun? Or shall we begin?
Once again, back is the chickens. That was awful.
I liked it.
I don't know.
I was going to add to it, but I've got nothing.
Yeah, so here we are, married with chickens.
And friend.
And friend, Davida.
And a cat.
And Mishka.
Mishka.
And we'll start off by you know, getting through the deets. So
okay, what are the deets?
We still have chickens, all three of them.
All three.
I know it's been a couple weeks now.
And
at this point.
They're laying eggs again.
They're laying eggs again. We got two eggs today.
We even got three eggs in one day.
Three eggs in one day, but that one bird has some thin-ass eggs, and that got crushed.
Mm-hmm.
So technically, we're only able to harvest two eggs. Mm,
but you're getting eggs now, so that's a good thing.
Yes.
It is, yeah. So they're back in action. And now
there's going to be some, yeah.
Oh, Jesus, I'm still not sure about this, but go on.
So Davida has a catio, as it were. We're going to dismantle said catio, bring it over here, and we're going to get some chickies, some chicky boos. Like some literally chicks.
Chicks.
Yeah, I'm thinking three or four, maybe five. No?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm excited.
Yeah. I think once you have the chickeno, or whatever you want to call it, catio.
No longer the catio, it's the chickeno.
I think once you have it and it's set up, you're really going to get excited about it.
I think so, too.
You know,
I'm already excited about it.
I think Chad's going to be on board. You're going to see it, and it's going to be like, damn.
We need more chickies. Yeah.
I'm just saying Jennifer's got to pay more attention to these creatures then.
Whatever.
Just saying, you're going to have to get up early, you're going to have to go down and do whatever you do with chicks. I don't know. We have to read up on that too.
I know what to do with chicks.
Okay. Well, I'm glad because I have zero clue.
We have to keep them warm.
Mm-hmm.
We have to get ourselves a heat lamp. And they take a certain kind of food.
Do we put it on a timer though? I mean, do they have to experience day and night?
No, you just leave it on all the time. They need to always be warm.
Yeah. Yeah.
And hopefully that warmth doesn't catch fire in our basement.
Hopefully. That'd be terrible.
Yeah. Well, I think you know, there's certain types you get that are meant for this kind of stuff. That, you know.
The heat lamp, yes. That's
doesn't
true.
Catch fire or anything. So mm-hmm. Should be good to go there. And
yeah. Yeah. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
The problem is, as we discussed earlier, we won't know if these chicks are male or female for quite some time.
Yep.
And by the time we figure it out, well, it'll be too late.
When do you figure it out? Just out of curiosity.
I think it's at about 6 weeks.
Mm.
I could be wrong. It might be. Might be more time than not. But yeah, once you figure it out, they're roosters. And then, well, you know, you have a rooster. It doesn't really matter when you figure it out.
Yeah.
Right.
You just have it.
You just happen to have roosters. I mean, we could get, let's say we have four chicks. They could potentially be all roosters.
Whew. That's what I was thinking.
At which point we have four friars.
Mm-hmm.
Is there like some kind of, can you get your chicks from some kind of chick dealer that has some kind of guarantee?
I think you can.
Yeah, I think you can. You can take them back.
I think if you go
trade
to
right.
Farmer Bill's.
Yeah.
I think he has that sort of thing.
But I would be sad because, you know, you by that time you're going to be attached. They're going to be attached to you.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, what's the difference, taking them back or eating them? Eating them.
One provides nourishment. The other one
provides.
You give back to the farmer who then eats them.
Maybe. Ooh. Who knows?
I can't imagine what the hell else they do with them.
Yeah, I don't really know how that works.
He probably eats them. He or she probably eats them. But then it's like a trade-in.
Mm-hmm.
So you give back and then you get another one.
And maybe that's a rooster, too.
Maybe it's just
I think at that point you would trade it in for a female. Or maybe you just get your money back. Yeah, you're right.
Or like maybe there's a certain age where he'll just give you one that's 6 weeks old.
Maybe.
Then it's guaranteed.
It's like, okay, this is a female.
But then you don't have like little baby chicks.
But you had them up until they were roosters.
Yeah.
Well, so there's guaranteed to be at least a couple. Well, at least one rooster. I don't fucking know. There's no guarantees.
There's no guarantees.
There are no guarantees in this life.
Especially with chicks.
Tell me about it.
Tell me about it. So the whole point is that the catio will become the chickio. We're going to get chicks. And we're going to have more chickens.
Yeah.
Because the gals, our little ladies, are 4 or 5 years old at this point.
They're middle-aged.
They have another year of laying, and we just went through, what, 4 or 5 months of no laying? So, I mean, they're retired.
Mm.
They're semi-retired.
They're starting to have hot flashes.
I think they might be. That would explain the attitudes.
So, yeah, it'll be like married with chickens, just more chickens.
Married with more chickens.
Or you could be married with chickens and rooster.
That's true.
Something like that, you know, I mean.
We're going to have to expand the website.
Yeah, right? We're going to need more photos.
We'll have more photos, and we'll document it all.
Mishka would like out of the podcast room.
All this chicken talk.
Who will let her out? That would be Chad. Chad is letting out the cat.
Yeah.
Go on, get. There she goes, little furry butt. So yeah, so how's it shaking, y'all?
Well,
dinner was delicious. I'm full.
Yeah, good sushi,
slightly burpy,
good sashimi.
Yeah,
it's really good. That place is fantastic.
Yeah, we went out and had some food, sushi.
So when we first moved to East County, I don't remember why we were over there. I think I was actually at Michael's, which is pretty rare for me. I don't really go to Michael's very often, but I did. And I thought to myself, God, I wouldn't want to eat at that sushi place.
You were feeling crafty for that day.
I was probably buying a frame. It's about as crafty as I get
It must have been candles.
It might have been candles or wrapping paper or fuck, I don't know. But anyway, point being, I remember looking at Narumi sushi and thinking, I would never eat there. And now it's my favorite sushi place.
Strip mall sushi joints are a little sketchy in general.
But this place is fantastic. The service is good. The quality of food is good. It's always busy.
But then you think of like...
And the price is good too.
Another strip mall sushi joint that I remember was one in PB off of like Grand or Garnett all the way down when it intersects with the... as you come off the freeway.
Did I go there with you?
No.
Oh, okay.
But there was the same sort of thing. It's just like one of those weird 70s strip malls that just had like, oh, well, here's your cobbler. Here's your karate studio. Here's your this, that, and the other thing.
Well.
And then there was a sushi place in there. And like that one was pretty freaking good.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, like.
I mean, you really can't judge it because it's in a strip mall. Like
no, but like any good sushi place, they got their fish from Catalina or, you know, another reputable.
Have we even asked Narumi where they get their fish? I don't think we have.
I don't think we
have. No, we haven't, but Tommy eats at Narumi.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they do get their fish from Catalina.
So basically what we know is that all the places that get their fish from one certain spot, we know they're should be good. Pretty good.
Yeah, exactly.
So, listener, if you are somewhere else, you can always order online, Catalina Offshore Products.
Yeah.
Delicious, fresh fish.
Very good. Very good stuff. Yeah.
They are our official sponsor of the hour. Catalina Offshore. Oh, man. We get the best quality
fish.
Say it. Just say it. Best quality.
I can't actually think of the word I'm looking for.
Seafood?
The little
The scallops.
The scallops are so good. Yeah. Wow.
You know what? I have not had scallops with you guys before.
Really?
Wow. That is criminal.
I think something's wrong about that.
Yeah. We do scallops.
I've never had your scallops.
Wow. Really?
How do you?
How is that even a thing? Well, so
is it in the mix? Is it in like a?
Oh Lord, no.
Something like
we treat them one way. So Chad pretty much sears them in butter. Mm. Oh, hello, Mishka. You're back.
Yeah, she's back.
She's back.
Well, this sounds good, because butter is good.
Well, I got to tell you. So the thing about scallops is you don't want them to be frozen. They can be flash froze, right?
Generally, just don't get them frozen.
Just don't get them frozen. Because then they have too much water content. They're just not as good.
Well, and they tend to inject them with water, too.
Why?
I don't know. They inject them with water, and then they freeze them. So that if you ever see... Like, if you go to a supermarket, you're going to get shitty scallops, right? So
it's just
how it is. If you look in the tray of scallops, there's just, like, all of this water in the bottom of the tray that is just constantly leaching out of the scallop.
Right.
But you go to Catalina Offshore, and that you see their
not
display of scallops.
It's
they're
nice.
All, yeah.
Like so you don't see the leaching.
Well, they're just not leaching because they're not injected with anything, and they're not.
They're just so much better.
Not
they
ever
taste
frozen.
Better. Yeah.
They're just right out of the shell.
Delicious. I remember the first time that we served scallops to Chad's mom, and she said, "I don't like scallops." We were like, oh, okay. But she would taste everything we made because she knew better than to just discount it without tasting it.
Right.
And she fucking loved scallops. And she would request them all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They well,
can be
at
so
that time,
good.
I
they can
we
be
were
bad.
Doing, we were doing like greens and citrus and the scallops on top with like a little bit of like a,
yeah,
like a spicy... I don't know. It wasn't aioli. It was just like a...
No, we would never do aioli.
A little bit of chili oil, I think it was.
Maybe.
In the mix, the greens mix.
I don't think so. That salad I make you, do
yeah,
you know, with the
yeah.
greens and the citrus and...
Yep.
A little bit spicy. Normally that has scallops on it.
Oh, really?
That's what that actually calls for.
Oh, I would like to try that sometime.
So we'll have to make that.
Man.
Some pomegranate sprinkled over it.
Oh, that sounds good.
In fact, I'll include the recipe in... the show notes, so our listener can make this recipe.
That's a good idea.
It's really good.
Good idea.
Yeah, really good.
Yeah, yeah, very tasty.
Nice and tasty.
What else we got?
So, yeah, what's happening with this, what's it called? COVID-19? COVID-19?
Something like that, huh?
I forget what it's called.
The Corona beer virus?
The Corona beer virus. It's coming for y'all. Yeah. What's going to happen?
I don't know.
Nothing.
I don't know.
I got nothing.
Chad says...
Old people and babies are going to die, because that's generally how flus go, right?
That's terrible.
I know, but it's like the ones
so my
who
grandparents,
can't be
my mom,
inoculated, the people
in
that...
Trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's scary. We'll be fine.
Which fortunately, your grandparents, you know, live out in the middle of nowhere, so...
Yeah, but they're doctors in Kirkland. We're the one person in the U.S. has died. I'm sorry, the two people in the U.S. have
right.
died.
Right.
Yeah.
Isn't that... Okay, so two people in Washington, and those people are close to your mom?
They're close to my where my grandparents...
West Coast.
Yeah, they're
as opposed to,
Seattle.
Yeah, Seattle.
Oh.
In a little community called Kirkland, which my grandparents are from.
So these two people are in the community of Kirkland. Now, how'd they get it? We know the one... There's one lady... In Santa Clarita, I want to say.
Santa Clarita, yeah.
That no one knows how she got it.
Right.
The same other people, is that, do we not know?
We don't know how these people got it. They had not traveled to China. They hadn't been around people who traveled to China.
And what's weird is like it's one person or two people. That's not possible. So it makes me wonder how this virus really works.
So that means a lot of people have it. They just don't know it.
That's right.
Right.
And how many? Mm-hmm. You know? Oh, I like that better. I can see you better.
Why did you do that? Chad just moved Davida's microphone.
Oh, it's popping. It's poppy.
Oh, is it popping?
It might pop just because I got water and I'm drinking water.
Because you're drinking
water.
Pop?
I am drinking like a, well.
It's not really pop per se.
It's
sparkling water.
Sparkling water. Now, depending on what
it's part. It's a water pop.
Yeah. Depending on what part of the country you're from, it is, pop can be, pop is soda, right?
Right.
Chad knows this stuff. Like when you're over on that
yeah,
area.
He's all Midwestern.
Yeah. It pop. Is what you call soda, correct?
That's what Iowegians call soda, is pop.
So what's funny is I grew up...
I think most Minnesotans.
Minnesotans? We called it pop when I was a kid.
And you also called it pop.
Yeah. But I come from a part of the country that might as well be the Midwest.
Yeah.
It's really not coastal. As soon as you go inland in Washington State,
you get up over the mountains and
leave King
County. Everything changes.
Just a difference.
Chad's like, wow, I feel like I'm in Iowa. I mean, even the terrain.
Yeah, it's just rolling hills. It, the difference
lots
is
of farm
it's just,
country.
It's wheat instead of it's wheat instead of corn.
It's wheat, right?
But to be fair, I didn't grow up there. I grew up in the mountains. There was another pop. Sorry about that. Sorry about the pops. Anyway, I grew up in the mountains. But my sister lived down in the Palouse, which is what you compare to Iowa. Yeah.
Yeah, we just that whole stretch of boring.
It's really beautiful, though. I mean, the terrain, I think, is really pretty. As long as you don't have to live there.
Right. You got rolling hills, and it's, you know, just picture...
And the seasons. The,
what is it? The screensaver for Windows 95, I think, was actually... Or it might have been the wallpaper for Windows 95 was actually... Literally, that part of the country.
Yeah, it had like huge round bales of hay.
The rolling hills and
and green. Wow. It was really pretty. Mm. I've always loved those photographs.
I think I remember that too.
Yeah.
I do recall that.
Imagine if you were the person who took that photograph. The licensing.
Yeah, he did all right. I remember seeing an interview with the guy.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And that's how I know it's from specifically that area, because he lives in like the Seattle area, I think, and he was, you know, he just takes road trips. He's a landscape photographer.
Cool. Yeah, that's cool.
There you go.
There you go.
I liked that photograph. So Chad and I were talking today, and I'd really like to make a 5-year plan to go live in Mexico for a year.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Fewer bills.
Huh.
Less overhead. And I learned Spanish.
Yes.
Like really learned Spanish, not just my...
Bueno.
Yeah.
Well, I think it depends on what part.
Oh, well, I haven't...
Baja, let's get real.
I haven't decided yet.
Because there's a lot of areas that are pretty much just Americans. And
that's true.
Where people kind of end up.
But I would really I would much rather be in an area that isn't totally taken over by Americans. Mm.
But how would you do that? Like, do you rent your house out or what do you do?
Yeah, I guess we'd have to rent out the house and rent someplace in Mexico. I mean, I would like it to be fairly close so I can still cross the border.
Oh.
Somewhere in Baja, a couple hours over.
Right.
On the water.
Just
living
the life, kind of just.
That's what I'm thinking.
Corona.
Yeah, we'd have a lot of Corona.
And
sans the virus.
Yeah.
And I'm more of a Tecate kind of guy.
Well, we'll love that too.
Although, if we're down there, I'm honestly, I'm going to go with like Insurgente or some other beer.
Modelo.
There's actually good microbrews down there now.
Oh, really?
Mm. Yeah.
Okay. Mm.
They're everywhere, I guess.
Yeah. Right. Especially in Baja. Baja has a lot of really good food. There's some really good wineries.
Actually, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot happening down there.
Well, yeah.
There's a Michelin restaurant, 5-star Michelin.
They only do 3 stars, I think. But
I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. But there is a Michelin rated restaurant in Tijuana. It's called. Has a number 21.
We were supposed to
go there
like years ago. We said we were going there.
Yeah, we still haven't done it. What does that say about us?
We do mean to go to this restaurant. Right. It's
been meaning for a decade to go to this place.
Yeah, it's something it's 21 or 22.
Mission 21, I think.
Yeah, I think.
Mission 21?
I think so.
I think you're right.
Something like that.
Yeah. So I thought I'd really like to go down and check it out. But I don't know. I really want to get out of the rat race. I'm super tired.
But now, do you work from there? What do you do?
Yeah, I'd work from there. But the plan would be that we would have less overhead. And not have to make as much money. So I could do a little bit of consulting. I'd still travel and speak and write books and hopefully start actually turning out some fiction.
Nice.
I mean, I ultimately want to be a writer.
Mm.
I just don't have time to do it. So if I could, in 5 years, if I could dedicate some real time to writing, I could see if I actually have a shot at it, you know?
Right.
I don't want to be 80 and be like, I guess I'll write my novel now. I'm fucking old and don't remember anything.
Right.
Not that 80's old. Because I know some 80-year-olds who 80s, are very 80s vibrant. 80s
the new 70, right?
Yeah, that's
right?
True.
I mean, and or I'm going to live to be 102, like so, you know, I got a lot of time.
You're going to 102?
102, yeah.
This just keeps getting... I don't know if you want to be 102.
I do. I've decided.
Really? Mm-hmm. I see.
By then I'll have two new hips. My right knee will be replaced.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
You'll probably have some stem cell injections that have...
In really my shoulder, my right shoulder.
Yeah. Right.
Exactly.
You'll be the bionic woman, but it's why not? Like, you know.
Yeah. My eyes will be fake by then because I can barely see now. So, I mean, come on.
Yeah. You'll be typing by Braille.
That's right. Actually, you just think it. You don't even have to type it. You just think it.
Yeah.
You can just connect to that part of your...
we're all plugged into the matrix anyway with our spinal
We'll just know it then, so... Mm. Yeah, so I'll just like put myself in a mode. It's like a certain type of meditation, and then you can write. Got it all figured out.
Yeah, like it. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
I like this idea. Moving on down. I mean, just the idea of not having to have so much pressure. The last 2 days, I didn't really want to get out of bed because I was really enjoying just not facing reality.
See, this is what it is. It's like, it's the thought that you have to make a certain amount of money to stay afloat or something, you know?
And it's and it's like, okay, I have 20 things to do today. I have time to finish six.
These podcast endorsees aren't paying particularly well, so.
No, our sponsor needs to step up.
One of them, at least.
At least one, yeah.
Because there's always a different sponsor, and yet...
So far, it's been very unlucrative. It'll get better.
So far, but
it will get better.
We move to Baja, you know, we get...
Oh, I bet we could get some real...
Insurgente.
Yeah.
They just pay me in beer. Ones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a couple different options.
We make our own tortillas. We're good there. Although, frankly, if we could get good tortillas, we might not make them ourselves.
I bet you can get some good, you can get some good tortillas over there.
But they're so easy to make. I mean, why wouldn't you?
Honestly, I mean, if we're living there, I'm just gonna buy fish tacos every day from the stand.
That's all
on
you'll
the corner.
Eat. You're gonna die of mercury poisoning. What happened to Chad?
Irony, mercury considering how little fish I normally eat on any given day.
Exactly. No, we'll just have chickens, and we'll just have chickens.
Let
that
them
lay
run free and get chased by wild dogs. Everyone.
I don't know if we'll let them run free per se, but we'll have a big space and we'll have fryers and layers and have a big garden.
Actually, there is a place down in...
if we can get water.
What is it? San Quintin called Super Chicken. I don't know what they'd marinate their chicken in, but it is absolutely fucking amazing. It's the best chicken I've ever had in my life.
Really? I have to have this chicken.
It is amazing.
You make pretty good chicken.
Wow, I want some chicken.
I don't know what they're doing there, but so it's...
Isn't that a chain?
I doubt it.
Oh, okay.
It's just some random... It's a yellow building with a chicken painted on the side, and it says Super Chicken.
Nice.
And of course, everything down there is hand-painted font.
Right.
It's great.
Did you get a photo of that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good.
So
you should put it on the website.
So they cut out the back, right? And then what do they call it? Coxbatching is what the French call it, I think.
It's quite a name. Can you say that again?
Spatchcocking. God damn it. I got it backwards.
Wow. I'm like, coxbatching.
So anyway, you cut the back and you flatten it down, you know, so that it sits flat on the grill.
Mm-hmm.
But they marinate it.
Very Julia Childs, too.
They marinate it, and then they've just got this big, it just looks like this shitty cafeteria inside, and then there's a counter, and it's all just linoleum everywhere, and then on the backside, there's just this enormous grill that I swear is just, like, welded out of rebar. And then...
Of course it is.
And then they just cook it over whatever wood, you know, so it's over an actual charcoal wood fire. And cool. you order by chicken. So you're like, I want one chicken. I want two chickens. I want three chickens.
Really?
Whatever.
You get a whole chicken. You don't get a leg.
No, you just get a chicken.
How much is a chicken? Do you remember?
I think we ordered two chickens, which the thing is, it comes with tortillas. Mm-hmm. It comes with a free liter of Coke or, you know.
Very Domino's of them.
Domino's doesn't give free anything.
Oh.
But it comes with a free liter of, you know, your beverage. So it's Squirt or Coke or yeah, some other, mm-hmm. some other thing. And then it comes with macaroni salad.
Yeah.
But macaroni's, everything is served in plastic.
Like so, a plastic bag?
Like a, you know, the sandwich bags, not a zip, not a proper Ziploc or anything.
Seriously? So like a fold-over sandwich bag?
Yeah, your macaroni salad is stuffed in this plastic bag and then knotted at the top.
Ugh.
And then the salsa is like a couple spoonfuls of salsa in a bag and knotted at the top.
Mm.
And then you get your,
sounds messy.
You know, your chickens and your tortillas and all of this. Two chickens, all these tortillas, like several macaroni salads.
Wow.
It's like $4.
Whoa.
To feed.
Wow.
To do you think that they, like, do you think we could get an people. Uber driver to connect with like a Mexican Uber driver and we just have it delivered?
Just drive us.
Maybe they have Uber Eats.
Yeah.
You know, that's on there.
Do you want it? Can I'm you sure actually, they, that's sure probably that, a thing.
No, this every freaking night.
Way south. This is San Quintin.
How far is San Quintin?
It's like 4 or 5 hours south.
Oh, well, no shit. All right.
It's down there.
So huh? it's like. Yeah.
That's all.
No Uber drivers.
Yeah. So we would get all these chickens and we put them in the cooler and then we, you know, go out to
and you just eat that for the week.
Just eat that for the
brilliant. Yeah.
So it's like, oh, the leftover chicken goes in with it because the beans. You don't buy beans in cans down there.
Mm.
You buy beans and they're in bags like Tasty Bites.
Really?
You rip the top off and you just squeeze it into
wow
into whatever. So which you got your you pour yeah. your refried beans.
That'd be so
beans
good for camping.
Oh right? Man, that sounds amazing. That.
Yeah.
Isn't there a place like? Do you guys remember, like, maybe a couple years ago, we rode the bicycles, and we rode it when you guys were living in South Park, and we rode to some kind of chicken place.
Yeah. Yeah, it was in Golden Hill. Actually, it was more on top of the hill. So
it was like a neighborhood. Because I think it was like a Mexican kind of
chicken
place.
Yeah, it was called...
Or was that the barbecue joint?
It was before it was the barbecue joint, it was a chicken place.
Oh, the Garlic Shack or whatever.
Yeah.
Was that what it was called?
I think it was called the Garlic Shack.
Huh. Well, anyway, I don't think so. It was a chicken place.
It's been so many things.
Yeah, because this was like...
It might have been the chicken place, then the Garlic Shack, and then the barbecue place.
That's right. I think the chicken place was first, and we really liked it.
I thought so. Like, I mean...
But it was only there for a hot second.
Yeah. Oh. It was it reminds me, like...
Yeah, I can see that.
Kind of specialized in chicken. And
that area is super Mexican anyway.
Yeah. Boy, it was good.
What is that
area called? Boy. Yeah, what is that?
It's not Golden Hill. It's over the freeway.
No, I think it was like the edge of South Park, like the part where you're getting into something else.
Well, it's the edge of Golden Hill.
Is that Golden Hill over there?
Yeah. Yeah, where Krakatoa and
Sherman Heights,
the Turf Club.
I think it's called.
Sherman Heights.
Sherman Heights, that's right. You got it. But there's another name. There was another name I was trying to come up with. But yeah, it's in Sherman Heights.
I don't know. They constantly got some fucking marketing company saying, oh, you should rename this to Soho. Because that's not overused.
Right.
But we don't have a Soho.
We've got a an East Village and...
We got East Village.
There's a Soho
but I think there is
down there somewhere.
I think there's a place that... But it's like, how are they calling it Soho?
Hmm.
You know, where Soho is normally like south of Houston or south of...
Houston.
Right. Like, we can't really have a Soho.
Unless we have a Houston.
Unless we had one. But they could put one in.
Right.
That's true.
Or, I mean, really, at the end of the day, you don't even have to. You just say Soho just because there's so many of them.
True.
And have a Soho. We have an East Village. We have a Little Italy.
We don't really have a Chinatown.
No, we don't.
No, we don't.
But we do have... What is the area that we always get, like, ramen, Convoy area?
Well, I mean, it's Kearney Mesa.
Kearney Mesa.
I always get it wrong. I always call it Claremont, but it's actually Kearney Mesa.
Kearney Mesa.
It's like a little Asian district, but
yeah, because
it doesn't
have
anything specific.
Not specifically Chinese, but yet a lot of either Chinese, Korean,
and Japanese.
Japanese.
Yeah. So it's like all there. It's like a little...
All
it's
there.
A conglomerate, yeah.
Yeah.
Little Asia.
Little Asia.
Little Asia.
Little Pan Asia.
But there's nothing touristy or cool about it. It's literally a shopping and eating
right.
district.
Yeah, it's
right.
And then nothing. There's a couple titty bars.
Still.
Yeah, Cheetahs is still there.
God. Mm.
Which is technically not a titty bar. It's a nude bar.
Woo.
Mm. So for the listener.
Is that the place where they have like the burger, the lunch burger thing?
Yeah. Yeah. So I was driving by the other day and there was this big I don't remember what the sign looked like, but it was basically free lunch. You get hamburgers, burgers, salad. Like, you go in there and spend some money. All you have to do is get a drink and you get a free lunch.
Really?
Yeah. It draws a lot of people in, though.
I think that would draw a lot of people in. I order a Coke and I get a free lunch.
Well, you have to order an alcoholic drink.
Beverage.
Although, I'm pretty sure Cheetah's doesn't serve alcohol because it's nude.
Oh, because it is nude. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's why.
How the hell do they get around that?
How do they get around what?
Well, I mean, what? They charge you $5 for a Coke?
Probably. Oh, I don't know.
Probably $10 for a Coke, yeah.
But it's not about the... Yeah, exactly. They're making the money off of the girls. So the girls must have to pay quite a bit back.
It's probably like you pay a cover charge.
Oh, you're right.
And then you get a free...
That's what it is.
You're like, oh, you pay $14 cover or whatever.
Yeah, and you get to see titties and drink this, eat this shitty hamburger.
Titties, right. Yeah.
Titties and burgers.
And maybe it's a good burger. Who knows?
It might be.
You know?
As far as I'm concerned, it's probably Costco frozen.
Could be. Yeah. But, you know, people make, you know, businessmen or whoever go in and say, well, I'm there for the burgers, really. It's they've got a mean burger.
It's not happening.
I'm not there.
They got these homemade pickles.
Yeah. Like, you know, Playboy.
There happens to be naked girls.
Playboy, everyone's, the going thing was.
I read it for the articles.
I get it for the articles. They've got very good articles. Right. It has nothing to do with the naked women. Mm-hmm. So
when I was in high school, I was babysitting this little boy. And I remember I was in the bathroom and I'm going to guess I was taking a dump because I was bored. And I looked underneath the sink and there was a Playboy magazine. And on the front, it said something about Billy Idol. And of course, at the time, I was obsessed with Billy Idol.
Mm.
So I grabbed the magazine and I find the article and I rip it out because it's a great, beautiful, full page shot of Billy Idol. Like you'd see in Teen Magazine, right?
Right.
Which we couldn't afford. I never had. So for me, like, this was a gold mine. So I ripped out the whole article. And then I took it to school and I hung the picture of Billy Idol in my locker with tape. Well, let's just say the tape got old. The two top pieces of tape got old.
Oh, no.
And fell. And so my picture was hanging upside down and it was a naked, straight up. It probably wasn't Playboy because they don't show as much pink as what was revealed in my locker that day. It was probably Hustler. I don't really remember.
Wow.
But yeah. And I remember one of the guys was like, what the? I don't know. They probably said
that. That's awesome.
Wow. No, then, you know, you get made fun of no matter what.
Right.
Anyway, I fixed it and I believe I took it down soon thereafter.
I
better not do that.
So
it's a good way to get kicked out of school.
Yeah.
So here's an interesting thing.
What you got?
Well, of course I couldn't just leave it alone, right?
Leave what alone?
I had to Yelp Cheetahs.
Oh, okay.
Or at least, you know,
that's right. We were talking about Netflix.
Are the burgers good?
Yeah.
Because I honestly want to know.
Because you're
now,
inquiring minds here.
Not that I'm going to go there and have one of their burgers, because I don't really eat burgers that often. So
that's true. They may have good chicken or, you know.
But I was curious to see what the hell these Yelp reviews are like.
So okay.
Well, allow me to read a couple for you, if
please,
you will.
Please.
All right. I'm gonna get into my... get into role here.
Okay.
Seriously? No redheads? I was in there for 2 hours. God. All the girls are the same type. Too hard and bored. Not again. 1 star.
Oh, wow. That's like, right. That's hard.
So all right, the Mr. girls G, are... apparently there's no redheads.
No redheads.
But what does he mean, too hard?
Yeah, too hard and bored?
I don't know. I didn't write the
I'm going to say that they, like, they don't they want have like soft a
chunky
enough.
One. Like a...
That's what I'm guessing.
Okay.
They want rounder edges.
I think he
edges.
Himself is hard and bored.
Yeah.
Wow. I think you may be right. So that's the thing, though. See, there aren't, if you think about per capita, how much of the population, there's not that many redheads. So if he were to, you know, counted how many strippers there were total...
Right.
And considered the percentage.
You know, compare it against the averages of the U.S.
Then that makes sense.
And San Diego in particular, because, you know.
He needs to do his homework.
Yeah.
He needs to find which clubs have redheads, do his homework, and figure out when they work.
Well, Seb G, business owner, responded. We do have redheads. You just must have been there on the wrong night.
There you go.
I would love to welcome you back to the club. I know when some redhead girls are working. So if you return, You can look forward to a free drink on us.
Wow.
Oh my God. Lone Star reviews are for horrific experiences that really left a long lasting impression. I'm hoping you can alter it once you come back.
Wow. I kind of have to hand it to strip club guy.
Good answer.
Yeah, like he was on it. He paid attention. He's like, you know what? We want to invite you back. We're going to give you a drink.
Yeah. Have
and here's the day that the
have
ladies
your free
work.
Coke because we're fully nude.
Right.
I wonder if that's still the case.
I don't know if it is. But
and if it is fully nude, then you have to have real redheads.
Real redheads. Oh, yeah, there's no faking them. Well, you could do both areas. Yeah.
Oh, I guess so.
Yeah. It sounds like a terrible
idea. Do the carpets match the drapes?
But does anyone have any hair down there anymore? Just, I don't know. I don't know how the strip club look is.
You know what? I think
the bush
is on its way back.
Is it on its way back?
I was thinking about this the other day. Now, listen, I don't know if this is true, but I have a gut feeling that bushes are back.
Really?
And within the next 6 months, this whole shaved is going to fall out of fashion.
But how will we know?
Wow, 6 months, huh?
Is it like from magazine? Yeah. Like, I mean,
yeah, magazines, or internet, articles, or whatever. Pop culture, you're going to hear about it.
Like, you'll see it. Like, because it's the beard, back. You know, men have the beards.
Right?
You're saying.
I think that the muff is back.
The muff is back.
Yeah.
Or some version of the muff.
Absolutely.
I mean, you never have like 70s or whatever, but you have a version.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Well, you may be right.
This whole scaping, I think it's going to, you know, it's like skinny chicks with no butt. Meh. Not so much anymore.
Meh.
Yeah.
Butts are in.
I think the muff is coming back.
Hey, this sounds like
my prediction.
This is a win-win. Not as much work. You know?
That is so true. Which is why I want them to come back.
Chad? Okay, Chad, give us another review.
All right.
Wait, I want to rate that one. I'm going to give that a winner, rather, not a rate. I think the club owner wins that one.
Yeah, I agree on that.
Yeah,
I agree. Yeah,
definitely.
Okay.
Because, I mean, that guy's just an asshole.
Yeah, that's just a
totally.
Dumb gripe.
He's
that's
an idiot
dumb.
Is what he is.
I mean, the club owner probably is too, but he's the lesser of two assholes.
Yeah. In this particular
at that point.
Situation.
It's like, I know some nights when we have redheads. Come in on those.
Yeah.
I thought it was nice of him. Very considerate.
All right. Harry S.
Good God.
That's just his name. Okay, wait. That's
know,
just...
Right?
that's unfortunate. Go on.
Oh, I thought he said Harry
God.
Ass.
Harry S. I wish you could... I just wish you could see the fucking, oh man. Okay. So this,
wait, what are you, you're not wait, reading. You're actually saying to us. Yeah.
No. I am. Wait, what? Okay. So Harry S here has, an icon, you know, something you choose for your profile.
Mm-hmm.
And it is just fucking comical.
What is it?
So Harry S. here is basically just a photo of his lats, right?
Yeah.
With like...
Is that hair? Those are tattoos.
No, that's shitty tattoos on either shoulder.
Okay, all right.
So yeah, like he's got like a skull on one shoulder.
He already loses. Just read the comment.
And then some stupid blob on his left shoulder. Anyway, okay.
Shoulder blade, I guess.
I was having a good time. However, after I commented to a dancer... that she was tall, she completely lit into me, telling me that I was making her feel ugly and that I was an asshole.
Wow.
Wow. Yelling, then she gave me a very hard pat on the chest and explained that because of me, she was leaving for the night.
Wow.
Not really sure I deserve to be dressed down like that and made to feel stupid because I said she was tall. Honestly.
Both of these people have a
oh my
me
God.
Leave, made me leave still with my money in my pocket.
Wow.
Oh, well. Two stars. Oh,
wait, two stars?
Two
so they
stars.
Both left the night early because they were so hurt by the other person's comment. Those people should have gone and gotten a drink together and really talked about this situation.
Yeah, really,
I think they're made
out.
For each other.
Yeah, I think they're both a little sensitive.
A little.
And, you know, you
they
can't...
both had to go home and cry. They should have gone home together.
Yeah. And you can't really buy the story that all he said was she's tall. You
that's
know, there's
a good
always
point.
More to the
there's
story.
More to
she's going
to
leave for the night because someone
so
says you're
like
tall.
A fucking giraffe. I'm sure is how he worded it.
Yeah. He was drunk. Well, I don't know about drunk, but yeah.
Well, he can't be drunk at Cheetah's.
Well,
he can pregame.
Again, we don't know.
That's true. He could pregame.
But I'm sure
he
could
be high for that matter.
He'd just be injecting all sorts of shit in the dark corners of the place. We don't know.
Yeah, we have no idea. Now, was there a comment to that? Or
there was.
So then he says, oh, well, at the end of that.
Oh, well. At the
Oh, well.
O-H-H-H. Well.
Mm-hmm. So he's an idiot.
Well.
Wow. Sorry about that.
Harry, thank you for taking the time to give us feedback.
Really?
Would love to invite you back to the club whenever you want. And give you and some friends a round of drinks on us.
Whoa, he got a whole round?
Yeah, the last guy just got a drink. This right? guy gets a round.
But you get a round of Sprite? I mean, ooh, like...
there must be actual alcohol at these places.
Well, we have to find out, because why would you want
a round of Sprite? Otherwise, Seb G offering a round of drinks is a little...
A round of sparkling water?
Here you go, have some spritzer.
Okay. All right, yeah. let's hear one
a
more.
Round of mint tea.
I'm happy to hear that you were enjoying the club before your encounter with that dancer. Hmm. We pride ourselves in giving excellent experiences. We want to continue. Blah, 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 blah. Come back for those drinks.
Wow. Hmm. So they're really desperate to keep their customers. Yeah, that's what I'm hearing.
But I want you to know that though what she did was unacceptable, our dancers can still be self-conscious about their appearance. Yeah, because they're dancing around fucking nude.
Hmm. Yeah. If ever you're going to be self-conscious...
It's going to be when you're nude in front of a bunch of fucking strangers.
Dancing around. I mean, that's...
I disagree.
No, not the case, huh?
No, I mean, if you're already a stripper, you're not self-conscious about your body. That's just ridiculous.
I guess that's true.
If you're willing to get out there and dance.
Yeah.
Whether you tell someone that they're tall or they're small.
I think he said something more.
It was demeaning. I guarantee you. It was the way he said it. He didn't just say she's tall. No one's offended by that. Mm-mm.
Unless she's like 6.5 feet tall.
And he said, whoa, you're tall.
But then he's just stating the obvious.
Why would that be offensive? All right, let's move on. And if that one, I think it's a tie. They both lose. All right, I
won't
do that again.
No clear winner.
Yeah, I don't buy it. I don't buy it. I think he wanted a round of Sprite.
Yeah. I assure you,
I call
that
bullshit.
Will never produce a negative experience again.
Wow.
How can you be so sure?
Wait, is that what he said at the end? I assure you, you'll never experience another negative experience again?
Yeah.
He said that?
Yeah.
Wow, you can't. Well, he's just a liar. Yeah, he just says whatever.
Yeah.
You can't guarantee someone else's experience.
Like, baby, come back.
And also, I'm kind of wondering about the man. The tall girl, because
yeah, I want to know.
They kind of already.
Her.
I think the owner knows who he's talking about.
We should make
there's like one tall girl in there.
We should make a special podcast outing to cheetahs.
We should,
and we'll podcast sitting in a booth
in there.
Hi, we're whatever, from Married with Chickens. Yeah, Married with Chickens.
We'll keep an eye out for the tall one,
right? And the douchebag. He'll be obvious to spot. He'll be everyone.
Because I'm thinking that the tall one has now got called out by management. Like, he knows exactly. It's like,
it's that Heather. Fucking gazelle.
It's fucking Heather, you know? She's 6 foot Heather. 5. It's always fucking Heather. She's sensitive and she's very tall. I mean, what happened? Maybe one bad review, she loses her job.
Mm-hmm. Poor Heather.
Seriously.
Yeah.
What the fuck, man?
And this guy.
But maybe... Maybe.
This guy's just out for the free Sprite.
Yes.
Because she lost her job, she decided to go back to college, and she's actually a doctor
no,
now.
No, except that that's how she was putting her way through med school.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, that, we could go there.
That. I don't know. I'm not happy about it.
No one is in this scenario.
I think we need to make our own complaint. We are very displeased at the way you are treating your dancers, Heather in particular.
Yeah. The tall one, the tall redhead. You know, she's constantly getting called out. Either she's not there enough.
She's too tall.
I mean, it's a hard life. It's rough.
Seriously.
Rough going, yeah. All right. Do we have another?
All right, so who wins?
Oh, good God. That's I was going to read this one, but it's like 3 fucking paragraphs.
You can't.
Read us.
Andy M. is a bit verbose.
Well, see what you can get out.
My last review was for my church, and this one is for good old Cheetah Strip Club.
Why would you even start with that?
That's
that is so fucking
sentence.
Weird. What a freak.
Gotta keep the balance and real, baby.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Been here a couple times. Well, I gotta say it was eh.
But I keep coming back
haven't
anyway.
I haven't gone back since I've been married.
What?
I mean, why go pay some lady money to dance topless when I can go home and have my girl naked and dance for free and I get a happy ending?
Wow. God. Why leave that review?
Plus, my girl was pretty hot, and so no need for a stripper no more.
Jesus fucking Christ. Does it actually say that?
Yes, it does.
You're not making that up.
I'm not making that up.
Keep going, actually. Oh. This is interesting.
Andy M.
Because how can he go for three paragraphs?
Well,
sounds like he's trying to convince himself.
I know. Like, he's trying to convince himself that this was a bad
yeah,
night.
I don't need to go.
Because he gave it two stars.
Yeah.
That's what I'm just reading two stars and below.
Wow. Here, so. Okay. All right.
Now, maybe I should switch it up and see what the 5-star ratings have to say.
That's true, but keep reading this one.
Let's just find out how
well,
he ends this.
My experience, like I said, was eh.
He said that again.
This place is clean. Besides smelling like shame and ass, mainly the shame, probably from the guys.
Ooh.
A lot of them wearing hats really low, so eyes can't be seen. Yeah, this is just some...
He's just rambling. Is it real? Or are you sure it's not a robot?
I'm sure this is just some, I don't know, some fucking Bible thumper who's just trying to tear down cheetahs. I want honest reviews, goddammit.
Yeah, this guy just sounds like he wants to be a writer, and ain't gonna happen.
Oh, that's funny.
He's the guy that gives the reviews on Amazon and whatever. You know, just
the long, all right, so winded. Like,
Tim here is a 2-star review, and he's very short, and it's a, well, no, he's not short. I don't
Chad,
know,
Chad, don't
Tim.
Be putting down his height. We know how this goes.
Right? This doesn't end well for anyone. Oh, Jesus, this review was 10 minutes ago.
Oh, yes.
Oh, okay.
Give it.
The girls were very rude.
Ooh.
Oh.
Didn't even do the full song. I had a bad experience here. I will not be going back. I would not recommend this place.
He just wants a free
Two
sprite.
Stars.
Yeah,
very rude. So that's what you do. If you go to these places often, you leave a bad review before you go,
right?
So that you can get the free drinks,
the free round.
This could be a whole system.
And these are guys
getting
that,
free food and free drinks.
Yeah, well, or these guys just think that these dancers are supposed to stand there and talk to them the whole night, and you know, this and that, and they just didn't feel special enough.
Sounds like it.
You know,
Well.
Very rude. In what way? If you're gonna leave a review,
yeah, tell us why.
In what way?
Point. It's a very good
point. I want somebody that writes a review that I can get some specifics and some legitimate concerns.
So I'm gonna say he doesn't win on that one.
No, I think it's just
all right. Well, here's a 5-star review. We'll end it with this one. Mary Jane was awesome. She gave a real entertaining performance. 10 out of 10. She was very nice and very welcoming. Overall, we thought she was great.
Good job, Mary Jane.
Radio Mary Jane. I'm sure that was your real name.
Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, it was Mary Jane that left that review. So, you know, there's that.
Right.
But good on you.
Right.
Good on you. They might get extra perks for good reviews on Yelp.
So you go home and you have all your friends leave reviews for Mary Jane?
Yes. Or you just do it.
Right.
You know,
just do
why
it.
Not?
You'd have to create a lot of different profiles.
Yeah, that's easy enough.
Mm, yeah.
That's daunting.
Just have a bunch of email addresses. Mm-hmm. Get your Hotmail in line. Get your Earthlink email, yeah. Yahoo.
Outlook, whatever.
Well.
I might do that with my work, actually.
Just That's there a great idea.
Because a Yelp reviews, apparently we get a $25 credit. I won't name
every
where
week
I work.
There's a DeVita.
Yeah,
her name was. It was like a woman, but she had a guy's name. I don't really remember it exactly.
David?
I think it started with a D.
Oh, I should leave a few reviews for myself.
I'll Yelp you,
or actually just have all my friends do it. They have would have no idea.
Totally. There you go.
And then we can all go party on the. $150.
Or I think it's TripAdvisor. You got to do it on TripAdvisor. You have to leave a 5-star
review.
No one
has a fucking TripAdvisor account.
I didn't even know you could do that.
Yeah, but I think it's also Yelp. Mm-hmm. Yelp and TripAdvisor.
I only leave positive reviews on Yelp. I decided that a long time ago.
Right. Right.
Life's too short for negative.
No, I don't want to waste my energy, you know?
Right.
And if I truly want to complain about something, I'll call the owner and have a real conversation and say, hey, this was my experience. What can you do to make it right? Because isn't that really what we're doing?
Right.
So why not be honest about it?
Well, and most of the places we go out of convenience for us. We're like, well, it's either out of convenience because it's close to us, or it's out of, you know, we're expecting a certain level because we're paying like an obscene, like we go there for some sort of special event and we're expecting like a certain level of service because that's the kind of place we're going to for special events. It's not a cheap place.
I guess you're right.
Which we haven't gone to in a long time.
If I went to Cheetah's, I don't think I would really expect anything from the girls.
Yeah,
that's weird.
I wouldn't waste any time. Like the fact that I wasted time reading reviews was remarkable, I think.
I think it's just the kind of person that frequents it. You know, I'm not surprised to hear a review like that. But it's like my line of work. So I'm a bartender and a musician. But I do find that when I'm bartending and a guy comes up to the bar, I'm friendly. You know, I'm really friendly and I'm this, this, and that. And I noticed that a lot of guys will take that as I like them. You know what I mean? Like, they can't differentiate between someone doing their job and just being friendly. And then, so then maybe they'll stick around a little bit or they'll keep trying to talk. And then when you're trying to get the next customer, then maybe you're the bitch. And I can just see that happening in a strip right. club where she's doing her job, she's being friendly. The guy thinks that she likes him.
I don't have to pay for this.
Yeah. And she's not tipping or whatever.
He starts to make a pass at her and then she denies it.
Right. And so I can just see that. I can just see that.
Four-star review went right down to a one.
Right down to a one. Not that I'm, you know, saying men are dumb or this or that. It's just that it can happen that you're just being your normal friendly self because that's your job. And it is, and all of a sudden there's a look in their eye and maybe they're just not used to it. They're not used to having someone be friendly to them. Maybe their life is just that way.
Or they're always used to it. And then when you flip the script on them, they're like, whoa, what the fuck?
Right. Right.
That's uncool, man.
Not cool. So yeah. Yeah. Okay. So yeah. we had enough of that one.
So yeah, I think we've
talked a lot about that. I want to talk about this concert.
Oh, tell us about it.
That's coming up. And I don't know if the listener is in the area. It's possible that the listener is in this area and knows very well about the show.
And could go with us.
Yeah, and meet up.
We could do it. All right,
and
listener,
then and the listener would give us really bad reviews for being really rude.
I won't be rude.
Rate us on wherever you get your podcasts.
Please.
But what's funny is when this show was first announced, it was a different lineup. Like the lineup was like insane.
Oh, it's changed.
Now I look at it and it's like, it's still really good, but half of the bands I've never heard of.
What's the show?
It's called Cruel World. And it's in Los Angeles.
It's an 80s show.
It definitely is like, it's put on by the people that do Coachella. It's the same
group. Heard of this.
So we talked about it. So who's okay? What's the lineup?
Well, okay. So I'll start from the beginning. We got Morrissey,
nice.
Bauhaus,
whoa.
Blondie, Devo, Echo and the Bunnymen,
yes.
Psychedelic Furs, Violent Femmes, The Church, The English Beat, Public Image Limited, Gary Numan, Mark Almond. Then it starts changing. She Wants Revenge. I do know them though. Black Audio, TRST.
Wait, weird.
Gene Loves Jezebel.
Oh.
And I believe it's the guy I know. Yeah, the right one. Berlin, Cold Cave, haven't heard of that. Bad Manners, Missing Persons, London After Midnight. Now all the rest of the bands I've never heard of. And when it was first announced, there's like, what, eight other bands, and all of them I had heard of. So it was kind of halfway fake when they announced it. So now, it's still really good. But you can see that there's like a kind of a mix. Like, I don't know who these other bands are. Maybe they're kind of newer, younger. Who knows? But could be very cool. So I just...
Name them. What are the rest?
Okay, so the rest are the KVB... Soft Kill, Sextile, Black Marble, Meteors, Christian Death, 45 Grave, Drab Majesty,
That's a funny name.
London After Midnight. I don't know who these people are, but
I don't either.
Perhaps I'm just too old.
What was the last one?
London After Midnight.
London After Midnight.
No, the one before that.
Drab Majesty. What kind of name is that?
Name.
That could be the listener, though. That could be his or her band. So, yeah.
Well, it's a dumb name.
But, sorry, you should change that. Yeah. You have the power.
Yeah. Fix that if you can. Drab. But Majesty. Anyway, I don't know. Sounds like a.
So when is it? We have to go.
It's May 2nd, and okay. It sounds like they're making festivals now. Like I think what happened was Coachella kind of turned into, I don't know, like it seems like maybe there's a certain age that goes to Coachella and maybe a certain age that doesn't. And so they created this amazing kind of thing for,
well, let's get for the older people set. Too.
Essentially, yeah. Let's get the older old people out.
Good God.
Because Caboo is doing so well.
Caboo is doing well. Yeah.
And so that is.
There's also that country Coachella.
Oh, what is it? Coach. Something not Coachella. It's
Coach
House.
Mila. No.
Coach. Stagecoach.
Stagecoach. That's right. Yeah, that is right.
That is it.
Yeah. Good job. Mm-hmm.
She comes up with the ball.
Yeah. So yeah.
But it's going to be in a better venue, right? It's not going to be in.
Well, it says it's on some. I don't know. It sounds like it's going to be a big dirt freaking field. Is what it sounds like to me. And you know, I don't like that stuff, but. I feel like because we know a fair amount of those bands that maybe we would just be hanging backstage or in a bus.
Cool. That sounds good to me.
So with that in mind, Chad, Devo's going to be there.
I'm excited about Devo. I do like Devo.
I know that there's going to be one Bobs, guy missing.
Yeah. We're sans Bob.
Sans Bob.
One of them anyway. Sad day.
Yeah. Yeah. I wish it wasn't LA too, but
yeah, right.
Still be a good show though, huh?
Like, why couldn't they do it out in like Pappy and Harriet's out in that area?
Yeah, that would be cool.
Kind of like a good in between, so that people don't have to travel to LA. But I guess it is what it is.
Mm-hmm. I wonder how Bernie's rally, Chuck D's going.
Yeah, not Public Enemy, just Chuck D.
It's funny how they said Public Enemy though.
It might have. Well, he owns the copyright and all the licensing and.
Yeah, but if it's everything. Just going to be Chuck D, then they should.
It
say
might
Chuck
be Chuck D and Terminator X and Professor Griff. I don't know.
I'm going to put the poster.
We
right
just
there.
Know it's not Flavor.
Yeah,
we know Flav's not around.
But I thought the article said that the only actual original member is Chuck D.
I don't know which article
that
was.
Right.
But
that was the one that I think maybe a TMZ kind of thing.
Oh. Yeah, something like that. It was a.
Oh, speaking Salon. Of TMZ, did you see the video of Larry David?
On Saturday Night Live, or?
No. So it was a TMZ video of Larry David, who was, he was in a parking garage with his kids in the car, and he was trying to get out of the parking garage, and it was like the most Larry David thing you can imagine. So
oh my
he's
God.
Like... Apparently, he's trying to, you know,
his
figure
children?
Out. Apparently.
Isn't he old?
Yeah.
I didn't know he had children.
He's got kids. He said
I thought
he
they were grown
kids.
Up or something. Yeah.
Like, they're probably, you know, 20, 30-year-olds
oh, okay.
in the,
all right.
as
they're not
passengers in the cars.
Right, right. Know?
Got it.
So he's, like, trying to get out of the parking garage, but the arm won't go up, right?
You gotta be kidding.
So he's, like, putting his card in, his thing in, and... It says, oh, you know, so he went to the movies and they give you like 2 hours and he's expecting to just stick the card, the receipt in.
Yes. But
and,
you got to pay.
And get free parking because they comp you for 2 hours and he's only in there for like an hour 30 or whatever the movie is. And it like, he put it in and it says, oh, you owe $5. So he's like, okay, fine, whatever. And sticks his $5 bill in and it doesn't take cash. So there's like a... There's like video from like, so he realized that there's a line of cars behind him.
Oh no.
How is there video of this?
There's video of someone like five cars back and you just see him coming out of his car. He's like, I don't know what's going on here. I see.
You've got to be kidding me.
So the person from the second car is like, holy shit, it's Larry David. And like goes up and helps and you hear it on the video. And
so
like goes
someone
up and helps him. You know, because he's such an old man. He doesn't deal well with technology.
that is an episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm right there. Are you sure they weren't filming? I mean, is this legit?
No, it's just like some, you just see, it's just cell phone footage. God. Because it's vertical up. And you just see side view mirror, Larry David like, I don't know what the hell's going on here.
But why? Okay, wait a minute. Why was the first person even video this?
Because there was a commotion happening, so everyone whips out their fucking cameras.
All right.
And then they're like, wait a minute, that's Larry David. And he comes, and the person in the second car is like, that's okay, I'll help you. And then they manage to put his thing in, and then they swipe his card. And he's apparently just horrible at swiping credit cards. He just like... Come
on. And no one in his car could figure it out? I mean...
Apparently...
Wow, this just seems... It seems like an actual episode. I mean, this...
It seems like a promotional...
If it hasn't been an episode... If it hasn't been, it will be. I mean, that's the exact thing that happens on that show. I mean, it's just...
So it's really just his life experiences?
I'm sure of it. Completely.
Reinvented.
Oh, my God.
Someone just happened to catch it in real life.
Right. Yeah. So I went down that rabbit hole earlier today. So I saw that, and I was like, oh, that's hilarious. And then I clicked on another video because, of course, you know, this shit's being referred to me by whatever algorithm. And there was, what was it? It was another Larry David interview. And where was I going with that? God damn it.
It's a Larry David moment right now.
Right?
No, I don't know.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Well, so, when you think of it.
We'll put the link in the description. Right. On the
oh, my God. That's funny. I think we might be done. How long have we been doing this?
An hour.
Oh, yeah, we're done.
Wow. I can't believe it. It just doesn't even seem like an hour.
Right?
We could totally love each other.
We can just keep talking and talking.
We're just like talking to each other.
And Mish could just sit on my lap for hours.
Oh, she's been waiting all day for that shit.
I know. I'm about to get up.
Womp womp.
Mm-hmm.
Kia ora es.
8:24.
Wow.
It's early.
That's crazy.
We can totally do this for 2 hours. Come on.
Married with Chickens Marathon. Wow. We should do that sometime. We should try and do a marathon and see how long we can go.
And how long someone will actually listen.
Well, we only have one listener, so let's see if they'll commit. Email us if you're willing to listen.
What was the one thing
Squawk
that you had to have a certain amount?
marriedwithchickens.com.
Chad, did you get...
Moist.
Yes, the moist.
Moist.
Yes, moist. That is what I'm speaking of. There was some kind of thing that you were going to...
Yeah, we needed like all sorts of followers. We still only have
we
one.
We needed 100.
We just have the one.
There's so many listens. We could just have one listener listening repeatedly to every single episode over and over and over again. Or a bot. If our listener happens to be a bot, go ahead and do that.
Please.
So let's just reiterate. So you need 100 listens for one specific episode or just...
Well, no, 100 subscribers.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And then Chad was going to, for 20 minutes, say...
Moist.
Over and over
again. I thought it was like an hour or something, or like
now
hours.
Now, if we got 500 subscribers, he would do it for an hour.
Okay.
And honestly, I'd just be willing to do it in my own free time, but...
And I should also note that you were going to really legit do it. You weren't going to...
Yeah, I wasn't going to fake it and just like copy
and
paste.
No, just do it once and then
totally
have a copy.
Gonna do
because
it.
That's what people would think is happening, but... Or the listener would think, but just so you know.
Yeah. Here's the thing. Yeah, exactly. I'm of the ilk. Yeah, we'll go with that. I'm of the ilk. Similar to Werner Herzog, who, when he challenged someone, basically said, I'll eat my shoe, for example. Like, if you finish this movie and it gets released, I will eat my shoe.
Well, guess what?
That movie got released, and Werner Herzog had to eat his shoe, and he goddamn well did.
No shit.
Yeah, he boiled it.
Boiled it for hours.
It was a leather
shoe. For like 20 hours. Fully leather shoe, completely boiled it, and they did it at, I always screw this one, at Alice Waters restaurant.
Did they really?
Yes.
Did she cook it?
I think she did.
Oh my God.
So there's like video of him and Alice Waters cutting up Cutting up vegetables and putting it in the stock for the shoe.
Oh my God. Does he only, I mean, just like a bite, right? Or something like that.
No, he ate the whole fucking shoe.
What would that do to your system, do you think, though?
It's just leather.
It's just like eating jerky, I would imagine.
Yeah, they cooked it down.
It's kind of broken down into, so it's just kind of like.
Did he have to eat the sole too? Yeah, it was a leather sole. Leather shoe.
So it was all leather.
It's a good thing he had a good shoe.
Right? You're not going to eat like a rubber shoe.
Right, exactly.
No, that's what, yeah.
You're going to eat Crocs.
you just die.
I will eat my Crocs. No, that's not going to end well.
No, you won't do that.
You're going to block something up with that.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So there you go.
That makes me kind of
I am that kind of.
What?
You said that makes me kind of
moist.
That's what I heard in my headphones. I don't know about you.
You just it that is not what I
which
it
is just, totally not it what wasn't it should even, do. But
so not intended for that to happen. It was just a happy little thing that happened.
Happy accidents. God love you, Bob Ross.
Oh my God.
Well, oh well. All right, well.
So are we done with this?
Let it quit while you're ahead.
I'm kind of thinking maybe we should.
I think it's all downhill from here.
All right,
totally is. Let's just end it and
we're rolling.
All right,
It's still early, so.
Yeah, we've got a full evening ahead of us.
Yeah.
So nice. Thank you, listener.
We can just keep talking to each other.
Moist.
So thank you, dear listener, for following us down this rabbit hole.
Right. We're sorry.
Don't forget to comment, like, subscribe, and tell your friends and.
Yeah, tell at least one friend.
But just
this
know
week.
That you are the first.
You are our one listener.
And we'll buy you a round of drinks.
At Cheetah's.
Sprite. No, we'll buy you a drink. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
You reach out to us, we'll buy you a drink at whatever restaurant. No, that's not true.
Just Cheetah's.
Just
That's
no way. No. Like it has to be a real
strip club.
Restaurant, not a strip club, guys.
Oh, okay. So that's
yeah. If
a little
you
bit
contact us at squawk@marriedwithchickens.com.
Yeah, like a restaurant that is within our capability. You know, where drinks are no more than $20.
Right.
We'll buy you a drink.
That's a pretty expensive good drink.
It is. I'm just saying, we're not going to like buy a gold drink, no 2000, you know, not yeah, any right. place.
We're not going to buy you a, you know, a fancy scotch.
I ain't buying, you know, Pappy Van Winkle, God damn it.
No, exactly. Like super top shelf, no but crazy champagne, but just, you know.
Top shelf.
Proper top shelf.
Proper.
Drink.
20 yeah, bucks. Okay. We'll spend 20
That's
bucks.
A great drink.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Well, so come
that's
on,
a great
listener.
Offer.
Who's going to do it?
Great offer.
Take us up. Come on. I dare you.
Do
I
it.
Dare you.
Do it.
I dare you.
Do it.
Do it.
Do it.
Do it.
Do
moist.
It.
Moist.